The steel containers holding gas and diesel for the village of Togiak are not up to code. Fuel is barged into the village twice a year, and the underground pipes leading to the tanks have had issues with leaks in the past. The tanks themselves are brown with rust. But construction is underway to install a new tank farm and power plant in the city's center. AVAC is a nonprofit providing power for 58 Alaskan communities, including Togiak. Mira Kohler is the CEO.
We've actually been working on trying to bring the community to consensus in Togiak for many years. They were very high on our priority list for almost the last 15 years because we have an old power plant and a very old tank farm, and the community tank farms are old as well. It was a logical place to try and put together a project.
The total cost of the new development is $14.8 million, with the bulk of the funding coming from federal grants. The new tanks will house a combined 630,000 gallons of diesel and 125,000 gallons of gas. More than half the diesel capacity will be allocated to AVAC to store fuel for four new generators powering Togiak at a capacity of 2,500 kilowatts. 60,000 gallons of diesel will be stored for city use and 210,000 gallons for Togiak Natives Limited, the village corporation.
It's also going to be at a closer capacity to what we need. Currently, we've been bringing in fuel twice a year, and I think it's an added cost. You know, having a larger capacity, able to fuel up once a year, should bring down the cost of fuel a little bit.
That's Jonathan Forsling, the land planner for TNL. Forsling says all three invested entities will see a reduction in fuel shipping costs in addition to savings made by upgrading to fuel-efficient Tier 4 diesel engines to power the generators.
Emissions will be a lot cleaner with the new generators, and they are going to be working on heat recovery and hooking that up to some of the local facilities to try to take some of that wasted heat and put it back into the community to save some heating costs.
The Alaska Energy Authority is spearheading another project to install a transmission line from neighboring Twin Hills to the Togiak power plant once it's up and operational. Twin Hills currently manages its own electric utility. Mira Kohler says AVAC will provide power to Twin Hills once the connection is made. She adds AVAC has been unable to take on the cost of doing so in the past.
Their rates are almost double what our rates are in Togiak, and it's been just a real struggle for them to operate the utility. And so I said, you know, we'd be happy to take you on, but we aren't in a position of being able to operate your power plant because there's not enough of you, not enough kilowatt hour sales to pay for those costs.
Construction crews are setting the gravel on the site in Togiak and are working to be able to install the tanks upon their arrival from Dillingham. The old tanks will be decommissioned and disposed in the city's landfill. The fuel will be transferred to the new tanks, and any hazardous waste will be barged out of Togiak. The new generators are expected to be turned on and fully operational next year. In Togiak, I'm Nick Shalino.